Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Our battles with listeners who are now convinced that the Steelers are going to win this game. 70% of Steelers fans who responded to a simple Adam Crowley poll asking who's going to win the game, pick the Steelers, even though we are mired in this playoff win drought, and we've watched Tomlin teams trick us, and we talk ourselves into believing on some level that they're going to play a close game or win a game, and then lately they've only gotten blown out in the playoffs. If you're in your early teenage years, that's all you've ever known is the Steelers giving you playoff disappointment. It's been a long time since they've broken through. And a lot of our listeners are telling us, no, this time will be different. Trust me, the Steelers are going to beat the Texans at home, which I don't agree with, but whatever. That's fine. Here's the next step. How many Steelers fans out there actually think they're going to go on a run? How many Steelers fans right now, the Friday before the playoffs start, at this exact time tomorrow on this radio station, there will be a playoff game that we air between the Rams and Panthers, and then we'll have a playoff game after that, and then we'll have three playoff games that we air here on The Fan again Sunday. So we'll have a chance to watch five games before the Steelers and Texans finally kick off Monday night. How many fans, because you got to say this before the playoffs start, you can't watch games and then use that to strengthen your argument or take. How many Steelers fans out there right now actually believe that we've got a Cinderella run that's about to commence here in a couple of days that leads to the Steelers ending up doing, because I would constitute a run is one of two things. They're either against all odds in Santa Clara.
Jeez, dude.
Getting ready to play the Rams or the Seahawks or the Eagles or somebody like that in the Super Bowl. And I would also water it down and say, if they're in the AFC Championship game,
two games,
if they win multiple playoff games.
Winning two games constitutes a run for a team.
Yes.
Like them.
If they get to the AFC Championship game, I would call it that too. Who amongst us at 412-928-9370 actually believes right now that that's going to happen? And I would love for you to use your persuasive powers and rhetorical devices to call into this show right now and say, I know you guys don't think they're going to beat the Texans, but I, Joe Blow or Jane Blow, wherever I am, actually believe that we're going to be still watching the Steelers late into January. And you guys who are so much Debbie Downers, you're going to be on the air on a Friday, not too long from now, going through the the possibility and potential of the Steelers winning a game to get to the Super Bowl.
Hat in hand.
412-928-9370.
Both of you hat in hand for being non-believers while you are pilloried by the rest of us who did believe, right?
Yeah.
That'll be the other thing.
Because
I'll get my fork, my knife, my crow.
I still don't think it's easy to predict the Steelers to beat the number one defense after having lost 6 playoff games in a row. But it's a lot easier to say, yeah, you know what? They'll clear that hurdle finally. They'll get that monkey off their back. Going on a playoff run, even if it means, oh, they got to play Denver next, and, oh, it's Bo Nix, and Denver's a little bit overrated, and they're not as good as their record. Still, asking this team in consecutive weeks to beat good teams is something we haven't seen them do all year. So you would be predicting them to do something that is
truly
yet to
play
be
their
achieved.
Best football all year of the whole year.
And in the highest stakes games, come through. Now, they did against Baltimore. It was a quasi-playoff game. They won it. Kudos to them for that. Props to them. I'm not taking anything away from them for winning the division. I've said that I wouldn't fire Tomlin if they lost Monday night, because I do put some stock into winning a division. But the end game to me is really, and this is so sad because standards have changed here so much, but winning a playoff game seems to be the thing that everybody would be cool with. You win a playoff game, like 99.9% of Steelers fans at that point will feel like they had a good season, and everything after that will be gravy.
It's water in the desert.
Yep. It's the, yeah, I got a hunch here. I got a feeling that we're going to see them do some really special things.
Beat the second-ranked scoring defense in the league and the third-ranked scoring defense, for example.
And I just wonder how many people in our audience are willing to say that, or are most of them going to call in and say, you know what, Pony, I think you and Chris are wrong. They're going to beat the Texans, but no, I do not see any scenario in which they're going to the Super Bowl or even making it to the AFC Championship game at 412-928-9370.
I do not. I think they are going to play far and away the most interesting and competitive playoff game that they have played in years. I think this game will be in the second half and not yet decided. I think there's a good chance this game might even start the fourth quarter, and you're a Steelers fan turning to your dad or your uncle, your brother, whoever, going, hey, one play here or there, they got a chance, they got a good shot at this. But I do think that the preponderance of the evidence here tells me that the Texans are a better team than the Steelers, not a ton better than the Steelers, and they don't play a style that usually allows for them to show off that they're better than teams. They rarely blow really good teams out. They blew the Ravens out without Jackson. But I do think the Houston Texans are going to win this game because, for me, they are like a mirror image but slightly better of the Steelers. They are all the things Mike Tomlin wants his team to be: turnover-averse on offense, turnover-forcing on defense, very violent and pursuit-oriented on defense, with a quarterback that makes enough plays and does enough. They're everything the Steelers are, just a little bit better.
Do you think you'll change your mind if they win this game?
Go on a run?
Yes.
Entirely matchup dependent. If they get the Broncos next round, as insane as it sounds, I would feel good.
So they're one win away from possibly making you a believer.
Yeah, but
they're close.
To be very clear here,
yep.
If they win this game and then Buffalo beats Jacksonville,
yeah,
and the Patriots, or I don't know, I guess it would be the Chargers win,
yeah,
I won't feel good about that. And I gotta be honest, man.
Yep.
If Buffalo wins and the Patriots win, and it is what it would be at that point,
it'd be Steelers-Broncos.
No, it'd be Steelers-Patriots, because Buffalo would be the sixth seed.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Playing the Patriots in a rematch.
Yes, my bad.
Or playing the Broncos. I won't feel particularly good about Steelers
even
going back to New England.
Even though they've already gone there and
won? Yeah, I don't think New England's going to fumble 5 times, including once going into the end zone again. I think Drake May is a lot better now than he was then, and he was already pretty good then.
Jack, it's been a while. How old were you the last time the Steelers played in the Super Bowl in 2010?
I would have been, was that game technically in
2011?
So I was
February of 2011, yeah, five years
it's
old.
Weird to imagine that the last time they played in the Super Bowl, he was younger by 2 years than Lennox is right now.
Do you remember it? Do you have any memories of watching the Steelers-Packers Super Bowl?
I was in preschool, and like my only memory from that game is my preschool teacher
Were you redshirted? Preschool at 5 years old? I thought
no,
that was
five. I was born December 26th.
Oh, so you just turned. Okay,
yeah.
Four-year-old
yeah,
preschool makes more sense. Okay, got you. Okay.
Yeah, but my only memory from that is my preschool teachers making us sing the Here We Go Steelers playoff anthem.
The Roger Wood song.
Yeah, the Roger Wood song.
Do you remember who would have been on the song that year?
You've got
Ben Roethlisberger, Lamar Woodley, I don't know.
All right, so do you feel like this team is ready to go on a run like the last time you saw them do it when you were barely potty trained?
No, they're not as good as they were that year.
Okay. Donnie, do you feel the magic? I know sometimes you've admitted this. You start to get excited. You start to think with your heart and not your head.
No, I can't get behind a run taking place.
I feel like you worked with Starkey today. Starkey, has he articulated it? I get the sense he thinks a run is coming.
Yeah, I mean, now all of a sudden it feels like he's ready to basically put them in the Super Bowl because they beat the Ravens by a missed field goal.
He is really living and dying like day to day with them, isn't he? Mood swings, everything else.
Did you get some of that at this fancy? Did you know they went for a fancy dinner last night?
I did know they were going
for a fancy
dinner.
I saw the picture online, and
wasn't that Joe paying off a bet?
Yeah, he gave Dom a trivia question, which he never thought he would get.
But how did you get included in that?
Because Joe said, "I will take you, Donnie, and Limits out for a steak dinner."
Oh man,
so he was that confident he wouldn't.
What was the question again?
Who finished in third in the 2014 MVP voting?
Oh man.
DeMarco Murray.
That's the answer.
I mean, it's kind of sick. It's kind of sick behavior that he took 8 seconds
so
to
wait
maybe
a minute. So
run
what,
that around.
So what happened then? You show up at this very expensive
I benefited.
Restaurant, and did you, because you didn't get the question right, did you feel some obligation to maybe not order as much because Dom was the person that? Or did you?
Oh, you gotta go.
Did you take full advantage of it? Did you order cocktails? Did you get an appetizer? Did you get a dessert for yourself? Did you order something more than like just a basic steak?
No, I mean I did take it a little bit easy on Joe. I would say. I mean, like all of the sides are a la carte. So,
at the particular place that they were going, I'm pretty sure I know which one it was. I would have gotten like a normal size steak, and if there was a side that I really liked, because they're family style, right? At the place you went, yeah, I would have like requested, "Hey, can we get this side?" By the way, who finished in between Aaron Rodgers and DeMarco Murray that year in the MVP vote?
Donnie's got this.
I think I know it from last night. Wasn't it J.J. Watt?
It was. Pony already knew that. He didn't want to step on your toes.
Let's get to the callers here. Do you feel a run coming? Let's see if Anthony in Oakland has got that feel.
That magical feeling?
That glint in his eyes. Anthony?
I do.
Oh, here
I do.
Go.
I have it. And here's why. It reminds me of the 84 season where the Steelers were on their way to Oakland. They had to win this last game to make the playoffs. Nobody gave them a shot. They got there and they beat them. And people showed up at the airport. And then the next week, they go to Mile High and take down the number one seed with Frankie Pollard in that crowd. And then at 89, no one gave them a shot.
Yeah, but that wasn't a run. They beat Houston, then they lost to Denver the next week.
Well, but do you know how they lost to Denver?
It came down to the very end, didn't it?
No, it was a fumble.
Oh yes,
because they Moore Hodge had almost 200 yards. They were beating Denver.
Yeah,
that place was going to go crazy.
Something about fumbles against Denver in the playoffs, kind of tragic.
So are you predicting all the way to the Super Bowl or to the AFC Championship game? Let's get it on the record.
Yeah, well, 2005, I think they can go all the way, because remember in 2005. After Cincinnati came in town and whooped their behinds, and Hoofman Sada was wiping his shoes, no one gave them a shot when they went to Cincinnati.
I know, but Anthony, you have to admit
that
here,
that team had gone 15-1 the previous year.
It is
year,
very
Anthony.
Interesting that just less than 2 weeks ago, you had called in and said, "This is done. This is over. Tomlin's out of here. This whole thing is curtains." And one Ravens win has transformed you to they're going to go to the Super Bowl now.
Well, it was just the way Rodgers looked. There was something about the way he looked.
In the game before, you said he was cooked.
But then, remember, though, in the locker room in Cleveland, he said, we're going home, and we're going to win.
He said he never plays two bad games in a row.
Yes.
No, but he did say, we're going to win. He did a Joe Namath. He said, we're going to go home, we're going to win.
Thank God Tyler Loop missed
thank
that
you,
kick.
All right, so Anthony in Oakland is predicting the Steelers go to the Super Bowl.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Always helpful. He's just got a unique resume, a unique talent, a unique thirst for significant moments. And I'm never surprised when he smiles in the face of adversity and delivers for us as he did on Sunday night. And so thankful for that.
Well, here comes another one for Aaron. I hope he's thirsty. Another big game Monday night. And our first caller up on this topic, the man that won our PM Team Caller of the Year tournament, Anthony in Oakland, says this Steelers team is going to go all the way to the Super Bowl. And he is basing it on confidence he heard from Aaron Rodgers in the post game against the Browns, and also recollecting on things that happened back in 1984.
He also just cited 2005.
Yeah. In 2005.
A man named Robot X Nation paid $10 in the YouTube chat to type in all caps and have it boosted. Keep this same energy Monday, boys.
Where does that money go? To us or to YouTube?
No, it definitely doesn't go to us.
Damn it.
Pony, if I thought that money went to us, I would be encouraging people to just empty their savings accounts paying for comments to get promoted.
Well, I don't want people to go broke.
Actually, I wouldn't want that. And I wouldn't want them to promote comments like this from Strategic Metal. Mueller looks like Cheddar Bob with 100% less upper thigh gunshot wounds. Enough!
You don't even know who Cheddar Bob is.
Yeah, do you know who Cheddar Bob is, Jack?
It's Eminem's friend.
Oh, so you have seen 8 Mile.
Come on, yeah.
8 Mile is almost as old as you. It might be older, that movie.
Go ahead.
I watched that movie literally like a month ago.
Congratulations on
spaghetti,
all your success.
Spaghetti.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider. At 5:17, time to start your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings. All right, let's see if we can find more people who think they're bound to go on some kind of magical journey here. Louie in Blawnox. Hello, Louie.
Hey, fellas. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. We got what it takes for this year. I was down at Shelly Pie in Turtle Creek for lunch today, and the hostess to the grill, everyone's got the buzz in the air. And like you were just talking about,
where
Rogers,
was this,
you
know, place in Turtle Creek again? I didn't catch the name of it.
Shelly Pie, real good pizza down in Turtle Creek.
Shelly Pie.
Yeah, that sounds like a 1940s silent film starlet or something. Oh, Shelly Pie.
What kind of style pizza are we talking here?
Heavy. A little bit like Minio's, but it gets some good publicity on that picture on the Twitter.
that's been going around.
Oh, yeah, the one that McAfee commented on.
Well, you know, I don't eat Pizza Pony, but, man, they got a club sandwich on here that absolutely looks like I would run through a brick wall for.
Orlovsky commented on it, a hater of food in general, Orlovsky. Like, well, I didn't know there was that much good pizza in Pittsburgh. Whose
club sandwich is the go-to?
The club sandwich looks awesome.
Yeah, no, we're not limping into the playoffs with Kenny Pickett. Hall of Fame quarterback that's still hungry, got something to prove. People talking every day on the national media about him doing his trips, being a bad teammate. Everything that could have been bad has been said about him. And, you know, the team this year, it seems like the best chemistry we've had in 10 years, you know, since 2015, making a good run, whatever that was. But you know, we have every facet of our team playing well right now, too. I guess it's our secondary. There were some breakdowns. But, you know, the Baldinger breakdowns on Frazier and McCormick, those two guys in the middle, hustling the grit, that's what we've been missing for a long time. So it's just so happy to see the boys playing with that.
So you're picking them to win the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, yeah. We're going to take care of business. I'm going to be there, boots on the ground again Monday night. And then, you know, we've already proven the ability to beat New England. This is the most open the AFC's ever been. You know, Buffalo's good, but they got
weakness. So Louie and Blonox is a Tomlin guy then. Mike's going to take us all the way to the Super Bowl.
More so an Artie Smith guy, but yeah, I mean, Tomlin, he knows how to at least command the locker room.
What does that mean? Thank you, Louie. What does that mean?
Well, most of his positive comments were about Rodgers in the offense.
Yeah, I'm going to jump bypass the coach and go right to the offensive coordinator.
Somebody asked me, it was actually Donnie's landlord. He goes, so the percentage of people who think on Crowley's show that they're going to win the game is 70%. He said, Chris, what do you think is the percentage of Steelers fans that would be happy if Mike Tomlin got fired? I said, around 85. He goes, I actually agree with that. So that means 70% of a fan base, 85% of which wants the coach fired, also thinks that coach is going to win a game.
Now people are coming out of the woodwork to say he's not just going to win the game, he's going to taste some kind of incredible run through the playoffs, yes. Something he hasn't done in 15 years.
I will actually tell you one thing that I have some optimism about the Steelers. You know all my podcasts and things I listen to and various national things I try to consume about the Steelers in particular?
Yeah.
People like their offensive line. Like, there are a lot of good vibes, especially like Dylan Cook is getting the, hey, he's doing a solid job.
Yeah.
From basically Seumalo on over, like, people really are starting to like what they have coming together.
Well, they've run the ball well. I agree with that. I mean,
I'm saying McCormick is getting shine even. It's Fautanu and Frazier getting the most, but, like, people are liking what McCormick's doing.
Well, here's the ultimate test with that, huh?
Oh, on Monday night. It's big boy ball now. Yes.
You do it Monday night, you'll definitely earn those accolades and compliments.
If Dylan Cook shuts down Danielle Hunter in this game,
Broderick's done.
I would consider just saying, Broderick, you're going to have to win a job back. You're a swing tackle right now.
Tony is on the fan. Hello, Tony.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Hey, you could squarely put me in the camp of, I think this is it. I'm with Anthony in Oakland. I think we're going all the way to the Super Bowl. And I'll tell you why. It was the second that Kansas City was out of the tournament. It just felt like this huge story was off the chart, and they need to gravitate to something else. And you know,
can I
what?
Just ask you a question off of that?
Yes,
why
sir.
Wouldn't the Bills feel that more than us? The Bills have been the team that's gone down at the
Think
hands
about
of Kansas
it,
City.
Yes? It's the grizzly old veteran. He's Rogue Rogers. The wheels are coming off, man. He's going for one at the end, and we all see it. He's got that eye, man. He's got the eye of the tiger, like they said in Rocky, man. Just mark my words, we're going the whole way.
All right, thank you, Tony.
Pony, if they won it all,
yeah,
that would be the most unlikely Super Bowl champion since when? Fill in the blank.
If they won the whole thing?
Mm-hmm. Most unlikely Super Bowl winner since?
The team that initially pops into my head is probably Baltimore in 2012. I'm trying to think more recently than that who would be.
Manning's Broncos had no offense, but they had an outrageous defense, and they had Peyton.
And they played the AFC Championship game at home that year.
So it wasn't like they were a Cinderella.
I mean,
the Eagles with Foles?
Yes. Actually, that's the answer. That's the right answer. For sure. Even though they had home field advantage throughout the playoffs, it's a backup quarterback in there. And then for him to
play a central
light
role
up the Patriots,
like, he literally
defense
outplayed
the way that he
did. Brady. Yeah, he outplayed
the right
Brady
answer.
To win it.
But I think this would be even more unlikely than that because the Steelers are 10-7.
This might be the most unlikely Super Bowl winner since, like, what? Like, in reality, it might be more like the Super Bowl III New York Jets.
I mean, the Giants went 9-7 in 2011, but they had just won the Super Bowl a couple years before that in
2007. With the same quarterback who was still very much in the prime of his career. You can't call that unlikely because the most important position was filled by a guy who'd been there.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Or done that. This is a guy who's been there, done that 15 years ago, a lifetime ago.
Here's Zachary on the fan. Hello, Zach. Zach?
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys.
Hey.
No, I can't see them making a run. There's no feasible way that I can see them making a run with our current administration.
Over under 0.5, one half win that you think they're capable of in this playoffs. Over under. Can they win a game, Zach, is what I'm asking.
They can, but it's going to take a lot. It's going to take more than Arthur Smith being Arthur Smith. I think it's going to take Aaron Rodgers taking the helm and doing what Aaron Rodgers does and what he can do. If they let Arthur Smith call all the plays and they let that just keep continue going, I don't see how.
Has any caller in the last 20 minutes made one compelling argument to you?
No, not nothing at all.
That's great. Has anybody said one thing that you're like, I kind of agree with that? No, nope. They have not.
No, I award you no points, callers, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Oh, that is tremendous. Here is our boy Vincent in Columbus. Hello, Vinny.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What up?
I don't think – I give it a 15% chance.
15.
Sorry.
Yeah. Win a playoff game first. It's just – I don't want to get my hopes up, but I will say, I think the thing about Monday's game is Rodgers played the Texans last season on the Jets, and that was actually one of his better games.
It was. It was a Thursday nighter at home, and people like don't put as much stock in that, but you're right about that. He did play.
Yeah.
That was the game where people started to think maybe the Jets were going to go on a run last year the way he played against Houston. I agree.
Yeah.
That did happen.
And the other thing, too, I have a bold prediction. I think Jack Sawyer is going to have a big game here. I think he's actually going to get it. Strip sack on CJ Stroud for little Buckeye.
Oh, hi. Yeah, and you're in Columbus. Thank you, man. What does JTB do in that spot? A Sawyer strip sack on Stroud.
I think he would default to cheering for the Steelers then, like the that Ohio yeah. State outcome.
So he wants Sawyer to sack Stroud.
Is he cheering for Miami now as his national champion because they beat Ohio State?
I think he feels like the whole tournament has been invalidated and the fact that the better teams had byes. They got this too much time off, he blames the college football
calendar. But didn't the rest of the better teams actually handle their business?
No, well, Georgia did. Indiana's the only one.
Yeah, that's right. Now, wait, weren't the lines a lot closer, though? Ohio State was really the only better team that really gagged. They should have just been better
prepared. But all the teams that got rest again mostly lost.
No, you're right.
The last 2 years, that's happened.
Yeah, you're right.
The bye teams are 1-7.
Although Texas Tech wasn't better than Oregon.
Better late than never, delayed because the Steelers had a later practice today because there's one more. They'll practice again tomorrow before getting ready to play the Texans Monday night in the playoffs. And that means another rousing edition of Fair Game with Faribault. Nick Faribault, great Steelers insider. You see him all over X. You see him on social media. He covers the Steelers for Penn Live. Joins us right now to give his thoughts on this game and what's next for the Steelers. We call it Fair Game. We will ask him if something is fair or not, and he'll tell us if he agrees or disagrees with that take or question. And this segment is brought to you by Mike's Beer Bar. The fan beer of the month is Penn Brewery's Penn Pilsner, and proceeds benefit the National Down Syndrome Society. All right, Nick, is it fair game that the Steelers are an underdog, even though they're playing at home, in a situation where it's a Monday night game and the Steelers have not lost on Monday night since 1991?
Yeah, Pony, I think it's fair. And the reason I think it's fair is because this defense that they are facing is something serious. I mean, I know we talk about it all the time, but you just look at from the edge rushers to the secondary, it's the best edge rushing duo they face, it's the best secondary they face. You look at some of the stats that this defense has put up, a lot of best since, you know, 8 to 10 years ago. I mean, we're talking about some of the best stats the defense has put up in the past decade from this defense. So it's a legitimately great defense right now. So I understand why they're skeptical of the Steelers. I think it all comes down to the Steelers' offense, honestly, is why they are skeptical of them, why the bookies are on the side of the Texans. You can easily see the Steelers getting snuffed out in this game if they don't have a coordinated plan to keep Aaron Rodgers upright and try to move the ball at least a little bit. I think they'll be able to handle the Texans' offense, but I do think the Texans' defense is incredible. And so that is going to be a real challenge, I think, for the Steelers. I think it's very similar to the 2017 Jags defense they faced the last time they actually hosted a playoff game in front of a crowd at home. So we'll see what goes on, but I think it's fair for them to be an underdog.
Nick, they did take on early in this season the actual number one scoring defense in the league, which is Seattle's. But is it fair game to say that Houston is, in fact, the best defense they will have seen all year?
I do think so. I personally think their personnel is just better than Seattle's. I know Seattle has kind of gotten the fanciness for the scheme. I think Mike McDonald's a great coach. But I do think what the Texans do is just really fun to watch. They just line up and just kind of say, we're better than you, and most of the time they are. They just have such a great array of talent. They're physical. They fly around. They're opportunistic, so they force a lot of turnovers. They have a bunch of different skill sets on the defense, so there's not really a ton that is weak. They play as one organism. I think that's the big thing. There's not a lot of broken plays. There's not a lot of busted coverages. It's not really a thing that you see from them. So I do think this is the toughest defense that they face this year. Overall, I think it's the best edge rusher duo they faced all year. I think it's the best corner duo and trio, really, because of Petrie. So it's going to be a tough one for the Steelers for sure.
Nick, is it fair to say that the Steelers will score more than 17 points in this game?
Personally, to me, I don't think so. I don't think they're going to cross that threshold. I think you look at the over-under for the Steelers. I mean, 17 is a pretty good spot, I think, to put that at. If they can get over 17, they should win this football game. And that might come with a defensive touchdown. It might come with a special teams touchdown. But if they can get over that threshold, I think they should feel good about themselves. But I don't see it happening offensively. I just don't buy into the Steelers' firepower offensively. Really, the way the Steelers move the football, I mean, between the quick passing game and the run game, the Texans are great. They're the best defense in the NFL. defending the quick passing game. You look at a lot of the stats on balls that are 10 yards or less. They are first in missed tackles, so they don't miss a lot of tackles. They're first in success rate. They're first in yards per attempt. They're first in all those stats you look at. So it's going to be tough. The Steelers are going to have to find unique ways to access it. I don't think they're going to score a ton of points, but I also don't think they need to score a ton of points to win this football game.
Nick, is it fair game to say that Aaron Rodgers is the better of the two starting quarterbacks in this game?
I actually like Stroud better. I still think C.J. Stroud's a really good quarterback. He's not the issue with their offense, but they're not that far apart. Stroud has been fine at times this year. He really shreds man coverage and has really good layering on his ball down the football field. But I don't love his ability under pressure at times. I think he wilts a little bit, just like Rodgers does. They both kind of wilt under pressure to a degree. They also can put the ball in harm's way at times when they are under pressure. That's really when Stroud struggles, and that's when Rodgers struggles. So while I would take Stroud a little bit more than Rodgers, I don't actually think it's a huge difference. So I don't think it's going to be a super big appreciable difference that's going to make a ton of difference in this football game.
Fair game to say that the Steelers will have more problems with their tackles blocking the Texans' edge rushers or their receivers getting open against the Texans' corners?
You know, I actually think it's going to be the corners. It's going to be the issue one, because I can really see the Steelers getting into a spot where it's very similar to the Cleveland game plan from a few weeks ago, where they're limiting Hunter and Anderson to a degree that it just inhibits the rest of the offense to breathe and live. You know, Derek Stingley is probably, if not the best, one of the best corners in football. You've seen Kamari Lassiter on the other side. I think maybe people don't know his name enough. He's probably the most underrated corner in football. And then Jalen Petrie in the slot is really good too. And those corners all tackle well. They're all really physical. They're all ball hawks. They all have great traits. There's not a lot of weakness between those guys. And so I actually think the Steelers are going to be able to somewhat limit what the edge rushers do. But I am a little worried about them getting separation and really creating yards after the catch, because that's what has been their offense. So I think the corners in this game are going to be a real issue for the Steelers. But I do think if they can at least control Anderson and Hunter, they'll at least have a chance to move the ball enough to still get enough points on the board.
Is it fair to game to say, Nick, that Steelers fans should be worried about the safety position on their own defense with Duggar and Ramsey and I guess Chuck Clark too?
Yeah, I think that's very fair. You know, these guys have struggled a bit over the last 3 weeks. The coverage busts against the Ravens were weird. Duggar got benched at some point in that Ravens game after the second Zay Flowers touchdown. He didn't play again. And I'm not sure he's going to see the full array of snaps he had seen before that. Guys, I would expect to see more Chuck Clark this week than maybe people think. So that is a little bit terrifying to a degree. So I think the safety position is an issue. The Steelers don't have a lot of athleticism at safety. They also don't have a lot of ball skills right now at safety. It feels like, you know, these quarterbacks will throw up contested catches to their tight ends, and the Steelers' safeties aren't going up and making the plays that they should. I think about the Isaiah Likely catch. I think about the Harold Fannin touchdown, just weird catches at the catch point. They need to make those plays. But I'm expecting more Chuck Clark this week, maybe even more than Kyle Duggar. I wouldn't be surprised if we see more Chuck Clark. So that's, I think, going to be something to be seen. But I think the safety play right now is probably the most concerning thing on the defensive side of the ball, maybe on the entire team right now, given how they've played the last 2 weeks.
All right. Is it fair game to think, Nick Faribault, that Monday night the Steelers will end their playoff win drought and defeat the Houston Texans?
You know, Pony, I've thought a lot about this. I think it's a really fun matchup. I think the Steelers will not get down early, that is, in a big way like they have over the past few times they've been in the playoffs. I think they're going to keep this close. I think this is going to be a rock fight. I have confidence in the Steelers defense to slow down the Texans offense. I think the Steelers defensive line is going to wreak havoc. I also think that the Texans defense is going to really stunt the Steelers offense. There's going to be a lot of punts. I think it's going to come down to field goal kicking. I think Fairbairn and Boswell are going to be really two key players. I just can't get over the Texans defense right now. And so that's kind of why I lean Texans in this one, in a close one. I'm talking 16-13, 13-10. I could see it being that low scoring. Every point is going to be at a premium, every turnover, every big play. So you could flip it. I think there's a fair chance the Steelers win this football game, but I'm going to take the Texans in a real nail biter.
Thank you, Nick. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it as always.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.